This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
JW is scheduled to be joining us here in about 5 minutes, but he's missing in action right now, but that probably means he's beavering away at something very important. So he'll be on. My little red coat never lets me down. So that's endearing when I say that. Earlier, I like to defile Robert Mueller because he takes himself so seriously. He thinks he's the president. He thinks he's God. So they had a big projection of him up on screen. Can we do that again? I'm like a little shrimp, a little pilot fish that, you know, goes over to a rotting carcass I found on the bottom of the ocean. And I go over my little feelers, little pinchers, and I go, like a little shrimp. And I got swim off. I go, that's pretty tasty. And I swim back over and see that? That's the new meme. The Alex Jones shrimp eating Robert Mueller's boogers. Look at those blackheads. You just squeeze that nose and just a bunch of like inch long little blackheads would come out and you'd lick them all up. All right, it's a family show and I don't normally do humor like that, but he takes himself real seriously. I kill people. I run things. America's mine. Our mafia runs things. I run the FBI. Now what you've done is you've hijacked it. You're not delivering uranium to the Russians, so takes himself real seriously, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson's here. Paul, I just simulated being a shrimp eating Robert Mueller's boogers.
Stunning and brave.
What if I embrace myself as my new identity as a booger-eating shrimp?
Well, I mean, you've probably got more shrimp in your DNA than Elizabeth Warren's got Native American in hers. So it's all up for grabs at this point, right?
Actually, I do. That's why I identify as a peppermint shrimp that was like, you know, swimming up to the dead political body. I don't mean literal dead. I want anything to happen to Mueller. I mean, I want him to. I'm just saying, like, shrimp sometimes do, like, get attracted to floating pieces of detritus. So that's the only reason, like, the smell just brought me to him. What do you think?
I think the Media Matters hit piece aficionados are writing up that right now, Alex, as we speak.
But you understand, like, the political metaphor that Hillary Clinton is a political dead duck as well. She's a rotting body of political flesh for us undersea buzzards to delight in.
No, precisely, and that's what I want to get into, Alex. Even with all the help that she had from Google's algorithm, which, according to Robert Epstein, was probably about 12 million votes, she still lost. Now we've got this major story.
Stay there, because I want you to come out of the gates with this, Paul. So you're going to get into Candace Owens and the Google caught red-handed, engaging in election meddling. What else is coming up when you join us?
Well, we can talk about the Purge Night riots in France. We've got that going on. We've got Target removing a Black Panther outfit after one person complained. That person was Mark Dice. It was a stunt, just showing you the overwhelming stupidity about this mob outrage culture. But yeah, the main thing is this election meddling from Google. It's absolutely massive, and it's happening right now.
Isn't Mark Dice like wine, just getting better and better? Sometimes when I'm laying there at night and worried about something, I just think, oh, but Mark Dice is there, and oh, Paul Watson, and oh, Matt Drudge. I mean, is he not like a national treasure?
No, he's very effective, and now he's actually targeting Walmart as well, and it is very racist for them to have this costume where a white boy's wearing it and not all black boys. So hopefully it gets removed from there immediately as well.
But of course,
cultural appropriation, right?
But they're about to have a black Superman, which is fine with me. Black James Bond, I don't care. The point is that this is incredible mind control. We're going to play that Mark Dice report coming up as well. All right, Paul Joseph Watson is in the house. And yes, a new meme was born. The booger-eating shrimp. That's right. It's true, okay? I've got the hots for Robert Mueller's boogers. Yum, yum, yum. We'll be right back. like our information is game-changing. Our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right, the Scorpions wrote Trump's theme song 30 years ago. For the best time of your life. For the animating contest of Liberty, baby! Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over and get into some of the clearest election meddling you'll ever see. That if this goes viral, this is your mission, should you choose to accept it. If this goes viral, this is why it almost has the feeling of the last straw that breaks the camel's back. And then we're going to get into this huge libertarian, nationalist, populist, Americana. Our blueprint is the U.S. Constitution and the Bible. And Brazil first. And Donald Trump. Yeah. And then the same thing. Already an army hero, then survives being stabbed in the liver and kidneys. Bolsonaro, and then now Merkel out of power, but like a flatulence out of church. Now that I've been into goofy humor today, she's still the chancellor, but her party's out of power. She's just sitting there like a dead cicada hanging on to a limb outside. So Paul, we're going to get into it all. And just like they said that Hillary was going to win and she didn't, and they pulled out all the stops, though. I mean, even worse than 2016, I'd say it's like 50 times the censorship. And they have mobilized a lot of young voters, and they're saying, oh, those are traditionally Democrat. But that's not what I'm finding in a lot of areas. So this is really, really close because of the army of dead people that the Democrats have voting. So before getting to Candace Owens, what is your gut-level analysis in all the research you do? Trump seems to think it's neck and neck.
Well, there's this new poll, which you've probably seen on Drudge, which is non-partisan, this Cook report, which they've bumped up the number of seats that they think Democrats are going to win in the House. So I don't know. It's very rare that they hold the House, isn't it? Only Bush did it after 9/11. So just going through history alone, it's very rare. But Pelosi was already out the other night on, I think it was Colbert, basically saying that it was in the bag. And we've seen that before, haven't we? But again, as you said, this early voting is apparently going way in their favor. So again, we'll see if it's the backlash. In some ways, maybe they should take the House and make an almighty mess of it, and then Trump's going to secure a second term, have a lame-duck presidency with the Congress behind him. So maybe if that pendulum does swing their way, then it's at the right time, because then it'll swing back for Trump in his final lame-duck term.
Well, that's why I've looked at every angle of this. As long as Trump doesn't get killed, we can't lose. But that makes it more dangerous for him.
Exactly, but again, it's the desperation that I'm seeing. They're so incredibly desperate. All this fear-mongering about fake news, about election meddling. You had, you know, Russian bots or Russian agencies, this is the Internet Research Agency, spent 0.05% as much on Facebook ads as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did during the entire campaign. They spent $46,000 on Facebook ads during the entire campaign, which is basically nothing. And like half of those were for Black Lives Matter groups and all this leftist stuff anyway. So it was completely mixed.
Actually, Paul, the Russian bots spent 80% for Democrats. Exactly. It's ridiculous.
So we had this 2-year long fear-mongering moral panic, contrived moral panic about fake news, which was used to ban their competitors. And yet nobody ever talks about Google algorithm manipulation, Alex. I've talked about it before. Sometimes I'm writing articles. I need to refer back to a previous article that I did for InfoWars. I type in the exact headline, and it's not even on Google. It's completely blacklisted. Not every time, but many times this
happens. Sure, and that's when you know an article is very effective, is they send it into the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, I have to go on like forums that have copied and pasted the text simply to find the original article that I wrote for InfoWars. But this is so big, and they can flash up a headline, Wired Magazine, Google search algorithm could steal the presidency. Okay, this is not some right-wing conspiracy theory. This is Robert Epstein, who's done the studies into this, global studies with the Australian election, with the Indian election, proving that the order in which Google search results are ranked affects swing voters in a massive, massive way. It can affect millions and millions of votes, especially on election day. So that's already established that that's a major problem. But again, everyone's talking about Russian bots and the Internet Research Agency spending next to nothing on Facebook ads, like that's an issue when it's not. They did the same thing for Brexit. And yet, what do we have happening now? So Candace Owens launches this a Blexit campaign, which is, again, they've done the hit pieces. You know, we're attacked for saying that it's bad that George Soros funds political campaigns and movements across Europe that negatively affect the populations in those countries. We're bad. We're anti-Semites for criticizing George Soros for doing it. When a black woman in America independently does the exact same thing, tries to raise funds for a political project, she's completely demonized. And now on Google, and this is on InfoWars.com headline, election meddling Google algorithm buries Blexit. Oh, by the way, with the whole media narrative, she misspoke and said that Kanye designed the apparel when it was a friend of Kanye, and that completely blew up. They manipulated the heck out of that. Kanye's not backing away from politics. This was just a miscommunication. But they've delisted it to the point where a website called Blexit that's completely unaffiliated, this tiny organization, is now having to literally put out apology letters because people who want to support Candace Owens' campaign for black people to leave the Democratic Party are mistakenly donating to this small, unaffiliated organization. Why? Because it's the number one search ranking on Google when people are searching Blexit.
So this is political. This is political fraud, and people can go to InfoWars.com. They'll try to block you sharing that URL, so share NewsWars.com. That shares a lot better. We're going to launch some news sites soon. They're even easier to share in just the next few weeks. But you need to go there and look at the search results compared to DuckDuckGo or Bing. And Bing is the exact same search that Google used to have, okay, which is an NSA clone. The NSA set it up. And if you look at this, it shows 100% the fraud they're engaged in. Describe this for people, Paul.
Yeah, you search for Blexit, which is the Blexit, WeFreeBlexit.com result for Candace Owens' new outreach. Google, it doesn't even appear on the first three pages. It's all hit piece after hit piece, then other websites that have nothing to do with it, which people are mistakenly donating to. You search the same thing on Yahoo, on Bing, and on DuckDuckGo. The official Blexit website is the first result. So it's not because she's got her SEO wrong. It's because it's deliberately being blacklisted by Google. Even on these other searches, the news articles about her campaign are way more balanced. On the Google search, they're way more negative. So again, this is obvious election meddling. We've got polls that show black voter approval for Trump has just hit a yearly high. So this is working. Alex, they need to get like 85% of black people to vote for Democrats, otherwise they're in major trouble. So that's why they're doing this, because Candace Owens, this Blexit campaign, in addition to the Walk Away campaign, which is separate but basically a similar idea, is having a massive, massive effect on causing people to think about how they've been basically taken for granted by the Democratic Party and how they should walk away or how they should Blexit. So they're absolutely terrified about this, and that's why Google's delisted it.
Well, this is the type of thing that will enrage Trump. And he's trying to figure out what to do and how to counter all this censorship. And we've got direct lines to the president, Paul. What do you think we should do to really make this front and center? Because this is the issue, obviously.
Well, I mean, we can only hope that Trump's surrogates campaign and promote it as it should be promoted, because this is absolutely huge. You know, I featured the comments in the article from Robert Epstein, and this is when he was reacting to us being banned, by the way. He said the fact that it's really just two or three companies and they have similar politics makes this even crazier. He said if these companies in November, which we're now in November, all happen to be favoring the same political party, I estimate conservatively, they could shift up to 12 million votes. The election is, what, 5 days away? They're wanting to shift, manipulate 12 million votes. People are still undecided. This is what affects people making these
decisions. This is a game changer.
Proved in his studies.
This is cheating. Well, let's come back and talk about it. Google openly brags they're about to steal the election.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life. Information war. It's Alex Jones.
We had a really important compilation of Trump speaking last night. We're going to intro the start of the next segment when Paul leaves us. And then I did a gay frog joke because it'll reach millions of young people if you get it out there. It's these type of memes that get created and we hijack back to expose atrazine in the water and what's sterilizing the population. So we can prevent what's going on. So that comedy piece, which is not very funny, and I mean that, it's funny, but the subject's not funny, but it's very, very serious. But you can't get a lot of young people involved unless it is funny. And then once you do get them to watch because something's funny, then they get very, very serious. So that's why the reason they've tried to shut down InfoWars is that outreach that we do, thanks to all of you. Because the ball doesn't move down the field in the fight against these people that dream of running your life. That we've almost gotten free of. We don't move the ball down the field without you. And we're seeing epic. We're seeing historical. We're seeing over-the-top, coordinated, racketeering cartels engaged in unbelievable authoritarianism. And they've tested it in China. That's what it is. It's here. This is the mark of the beast. It's here. And we have got to stop what Big Tech's doing. It's got to be the central issue. We're 5 days out from the election. Paul Joseph Watson, you were getting into Google. I mean, even Wired, even the New York Times, we showed the articles earlier. We'll put them back on screen. Said how Google could steal the election. They're in the emails, 2014, 2015, 16, saying we will deliver the election to President Clinton and her ascension of our ideas. And then they failed. They said, look, we messed up last time. We promised this time we could deliver it. If they can't deliver this time, Paul, what do you expect the fallout to be? And let's get back into the over-the-top bombshell that intellectually they talk to their own tech people and admit they're doing it. They're proud of it. And they go tell Congress, we are doing no such thing. What are you talking about, Sundar says.
Yeah, there's no bias whatsoever. They say that every time, don't they? But, yeah, you can take it chronologically. What was it, the day after the election, this leaked footage out of a Breitbart meeting where their executive pitch eye says, to counter misinformation and low-information voters, they always use these vague terms, they can, quote, invest in machine learning and AI. They call it a big opportunity to fix the problem. Then you had this. You mentioned it was what Tucker Carlson spoke about a few weeks ago. Actively countering the Trump travel ban issue by gaming their own research results. They're literally willing to break their own search engine. They talked about, quote, actively countering Islamophobia, algorithmically biased research results from search terms Islam, Muslim, Iran. They also talked about doing the same thing, algorithmically biased search results from the search terms Mexico,
and what
Hispanic,
else?
Latino.
Start over, sorry. What else did Tucker get in the emails that got leaked? Oh, number one job, stop InfoWars.
Exactly, and I mean, I talked about that before the break. In fact, I've got the exact headline here. Whether they fixed it, I don't know, but it was CNN refuses to report an attempted stabbing attack on Republican candidate by Democrat screaming F Trump. I Googled that. They may have fixed it by now. It may be up there. But the only result was this weird forum called News Central. InfoWars wasn't even on there. So they literally delisted the entire article. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they Google blocked Faith Goldie's ads for her being mayor. Again, right before the mayoral election. Clear example of election meddling. And to remind people, it came out last month that employees of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they'd given $2.4 million to House and Senate candidates. Just 8% of that went to Republicans. So 82% of them are giving their money to Democrats.
Here's the bottom line. There is election meddling, and it's by the Chi-Coms, Big Tech, Hollywood, the Democrats, who have, like you said, that Russian group was like .002, didn't get $40-something thousand dollars in the last election cycle, didn't even show up on the radar. I mean, it's not even a gnat on a gnat's butt. And then, meanwhile, the Russians are ruling everything. Oh, my God. Ah! And meanwhile, the Chinese are putting spy chips in everything, stealing our national databases, stealing the Office of Personnel Management. I mean, it's unbelievable treason what the Democrats have done.
Yeah, and their own engineers admit it. We had this last month as well. Vijay Boyapati, former Google engineer, who said, quote, "The thing I find disturbing after all these years is the willingness of my former colleagues to not only comply with censorship, but their enthusiasm. Their enthusiasm in rationalizing it." That's exactly what's going on in China now with this new censored search engine, which they're about to roll out. We also had the Good Censor report. Remember that again from last month? They called themselves the Good Censors and said that they basically had a responsibility to shift towards censorship. That was literally
but
in the
good,
report.
The good demon, the good devil, the helpful the helping China round up the Christians and kill them. And now they're going to do it here. And we have good people in Google leaking continually, and then their executives get up and lie spectacularly to Congress.
Precisely. And again, former Google employee turned whistleblower, they all come out and admit this. They all get regretful about it after the fact. He said, quote, "A handful of people working at a handful of technology companies, through their choices, will steal what a billion people are thinking today." That's Tristan Harris, former Google executive turned whistleblower. They did the same thing in Brazil. People were searching for the KKK, Ku Klux Klan. Image of Donald Trump pops up. So they get caught on this time and time again.
And let's be clear. They say Trump's KKK. They want to learn what that is. They learn to know it's the Democrats who are KKK. So then they totally game the results from Brazil to say it was Republicans founded the KKK, and to have links in Portuguese and in Spanish saying the Republican Party was officially Nazi. They didn't just do that in California. So foreigners go to see who we are, and that Republicans founded the KKK now. This is pure fraud. And just their PR people just write up the lie, and that's the result. Or they can pick whatever lie they want and link to that.
But remember, Alex, this is not political bias. They merely seek to promote, quote, high-quality content. What's the high-quality content? It's the New York Times and CNN. Well, imagine my shock. Same with YouTube, owned by Google. After every major news event, you go onto YouTube, second biggest search engine in the world, by the way, YouTube, type in, you know, synagogue shooting, mail bomb or whatever. It's literally a wall of 50 mainstream news organizations on YouTube who have failed at YouTube, by the way, until YouTube, through Google, changed their algorithm to promote these mainstream news organizations above everyone else. So again, they literally broke their own search engine. Sometimes these videos from like CNN and the New York Times, they've got more now because they've been given a leg up by YouTube. But sometimes they get like 600 views and YouTube puts them on the trending page as if they're trending.
Let's be clear. We can have 3 million. We don't go on the trending page. They have 600. So it's a blood transfusion to a dying person, but it doesn't work because both legs are chopped off and Carlos Slim puts money in and Obama puts money in and Google puts money in. But the legs are chopped off. Telling the truth would put tourniquets on it, but they won't do that, Paul. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Thank you for joining us. I know you do Tuesdays. You're going to be on this a lot through the election. 20 seconds left. What else are you looking at today, Paul?
Well, again, massive riots in France last night. The former interior minister is basically saying that they're going to have societal
breakdown.
Hold on.
I never do this anymore. I hold you over, but I forgot. We need to cover the mass rape gangs, what's happening in France briefly. Then we'll play the new Trump promo, and then we'll play the gay frog extravaganza. Stay with us. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Paul, stay there. Do 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're 5 days out, and I have never been more energized. I've never felt more energy. We are headed towards a major fork in the road. And And if we go down one road, it's going to be a lot harder fight, and it's going to be hellish, and it's going to be horrible, but we're going to win. But we go down this other road, it's going to be rough, but it's going to be a lot better. And for my children and for your children, can we just go down the nationalist, patriot, pro-family, pro-success route that Trump wants to take us down? Because he's totally real. And, you know, I mean, I've been asked by people, because there's hardly anybody that actually is loyal. They're all double dealers. They're all trying to make a deal in case Trump fails, so they're back-channeling and screwing Trump over, which is what caused the country to fall apart to begin with, is all this double dealing. Because evil doesn't just let you do a little bit of business with them. They act like that, but then they get you more and more and more and more. See, I don't do that. I don't double deal. I don't do anything except do what I say I'm going to do. And again, to these leftists and people, they think that's weak. No, that's called strength, idiots. And I'm not talking to my regular listeners when I say that. I'm talking to people out there that don't know their head from a hole in the ground. Paul, get into this huge situation in Europe, because I know that the Islamicists are raping and stealing and killing and you know, gang raping and killing a young girl. And then the leftists say, because you're not bringing enough Muslims in. It's like they're trying to flip reality into this bizarro deception land. Like now, MSNBC and CNN, the new thing is there is no caravan. So what would you call this?
Well, it's mass deception. And going on to France, which you mentioned, literally there are like 8,000 Jews leaving Paris alone. I think it's Paris, maybe it's France, but I think it's Paris alone. Every single year, 8,000 Jews fleeing. We defend those people. We say this is horrible, that anti-Semitic attacks are increasing in France, in all these European countries. And then we're called anti-Semites, Alex. Now, apparently, if you use the word globalist, or if you criticize George Soros funding political movements across the world, that makes you an anti-Semite. Literally today, there's going to be a big Guardian hit piece on you and I calling us anti-Semites, trying to link us in with this synagogue shooter who hated Trump, who posted how much Trump was a globalist, and that's because he was going along with the Jews. Now, we say the word globalist. That means we mean Jews. No, we don't mean Jews. We mean globalists. We actually support Israel. I've made numerous videos about it. People say, if you ask questions about him funding this migrant caravan, that means you're an anti-Semite. No, it doesn't.
Well, let's be clear.
We actually defend Jews getting chased out of European countries, and we get called anti-Semites. It's disgusting.
Let's be clear. Benjamin Netanyahu says Soros is anti-Israel and is the real anti-person there. Soros wants to get rid of Israel. That's in the WikiLeaks. And there's this huge article in the New York Times admitting that Soros has given $30+ billion, what he really put into a tax-free foundation, to take the profit from that each year, that's up to $1 billion, just to try to take down Europe and the United States. And they go on to say, and then it shows, it's so archetypal. In fact, if you guys can pull up the New York Times article, it's better because it has it in color. It shows Soros activists in Hungary pulling down paid-for anti-Soros signs. Because that's what they do on the web here, everywhere. He trains the brigades. He funds it. Billions of dollars a year to do this. $32 billion. Total quadrupling down. And it shows them tearing down paid-for signs, destroying free speech. Hidden in plain view. Oh, Soros activists tear down stuff criticizing their daddy. You know, the guy that gives them the milk. You know, the guy that they hang off his tits like Romulus and Remus. I mean, this is sick. And they attack me, everybody else, say it's anti-Semitic. It's just pure garbage. This guy was a Nazi collaborator. They know that in Hungary. They're sick of him. So it's, again, Paul, it's upside-down world, is it not?
Yes. Well, they think they're going to scare us away from criticizing George Soros. No, we're not going to shut up about it, so there's no point in even talking about it. In France, which we've defended Jews being chased out of the country, basically, last night there were more riots. They called it the Purge. They based it on this movie, which says the plot is you can commit any crime for one night. So they went on a rampage. Stores were looted. They had fights with police. In Paris as well, this happened in Saint-Denis, which is the area where they have, that's in Lyon that you're showing now, but it was on the same night also in Saint-Denis, Paris, where they have four 400,000 illegal immigrants in this one area of Paris alone. They were throwing acid at the police. They were robbing grocery stores. And this came like the day after France's then interior minister. He actually gave the interview back in February, but it was just published a few days ago. This is Gerard Collomb, who said basically they've got 5 years, and after 5 years, if they don't sort this out, people aren't going to be living together. They're going to be facing, they're going to be going face to face. And he admits that it's all due to mass immigration. I went to Paris about five times over the past 10 years, Alex. You could tell the difference post 2015 after this new influx of migrants from the Middle East. It was literally, I would go to the hotel and drive past all these little shanty towns, all these tent cities where all the migrants were, thinking, oh, this must be the outer ghetto area of Paris. And it was like 5 minutes later, you've arrived at your destination. It was in the major tourist area. There are mattresses on the streets. The Calais migrant camp wasn't really broken up. It just got dispersed out into all these major French cities. And as you can see there, it's an absolute tip. It's an absolute dump. So they thought Macron was going to come in and do something, because he, you know, he raised the Calais migrant camp. But then he later gave interviews where he said, no, we actually want to turn Europe into Eurabia and have 150 million to 200 million Africans come in. If you invite Africa into Europe, Europe becomes Africa. That's what happens. Whether that culture's better or worse, we can debate that, Alex. I've certainly got my opinions on it, but you will turn into that country.
So let's be clear, people are fleeing literal societal collapse, real road warrior conditions, and then they don't want to get away from it to not be part of it. They want to bring it to you because they're usually the worst and the weakest of the nightmare system. So we're getting the worst of the worst of the worst, chaperoned and captained by the left, who believe this is some satanic ritual like defiling a baby or a virgin woman to defecate all over Europe and the U.S. And instead they're destroying their own wealth. The left is insane.
Exactly. And then when you actually look at it, which I've done in all these major European countries, the few pocket areas of wealthy white areas, they've correlated it. That's where the most pro-immigration politicians and elitists live. So this is all being foisted on predominantly white working class people who live in these areas which are being ghettoized. And they're also the ones called racist by the elite, even though it's being foisted on them. The elite don't use public transport. They don't have to mingle with these people. They're chauffeured around everywhere. So again, they not only get the bad consequences of mass immigration, they also get blamed and called racist if they complain about it.
Well, look, it's a political conquering plan, and the arguments are, this is terrible, these scum, wish we would have exterminated them. That's the left, really, eugenicists, but let's use them to politically take over. Then we'll release the bioweapon and wipe them out. Which is a real Carnegie and Ford Foundation discussion is, darn, humans are so similar genetically, if we release these bioweapons to wipe out the Arabs and the blacks, it'll jump into a lot of us and kill us. And so that's the only reason it hasn't been done yet. But don't worry, everybody else is working on race-specific bioweapons, so it's only a matter of time. Paul, stunning job as usual at the helm of Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I salute you in 1776 worldwide, and thank you for both of our English roots and Scottish roots in launching 1776 worldwide from the Isle of Albion, from the Runnymede Fields to America and now worldwide. Soon, the victory of real freedom will be complete. Soon, we will be victorious. Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the
first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
In less than 1 week, Americans will go to the polls in one of the most important elections of our entire lives. Our movement is about safe homes, great jobs for every citizen. Our movement is about love for our fellow Americans. Our movement is for everyone and belongs to anyone who wants to build a better future. You can do it right here in the USA, right here. Just look at the amazing things that we have all done working together. The unemployment rate just fell to the lowest level in over 50 years.
China's trying to stop it right now by cutting their nose off. It's not going to work.
More Americans are working today than at any point in the history of our country. More, think of that. This is really an election between greatness and gridlock. It will be gridlock. And it's a choice between an economy that is going strong and setting records at every level, and the Democrats, who are going absolutely crazy, folks. They're going crazy. This is such a great honor, because together we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again.
So you must be able to say.
We will make America great again. Thank you, Florida. Thank you.
I'm going to put that video out, compilation of last night, on InfoWars.com. And I hope you'll get it out there by you know. Trump wanted to be able to say by now, keep America great, but he doesn't tell you things that aren't true. They call him a liar all day because it's the opposite. But at first they meant, he's crazy. He's doing everything he said he'd do. They go, people don't like that. Just say he's a liar. Remember when Trump came on this show? And he said, I will not let you down. I believe in 1 year we'll be able to turn things around. It will be evident, maybe two. Because my goal is one, but maybe two. We're under a lot of attack. It's going to take two, three, four. And you notice what he said, though. There was, we're going to make it great. He wanted to be able to say now, America's great again. By breaking the will of the cancerous globalist. We have not done it yet. Trump's been in there for like eight rounds, a 12-round match, man. And he has beat the living snot out of them, but they keep putting new fighters in every round. And they're cheating at every level. It's just like in the movie Gladiator, where the little sniveling wimp guy, he can't obviously fight anybody, but he wants to beat the big gladiator, who is also the former Roman general. He wants to be able to beat him, and so he stabs him in the heart with a stiletto. Because he'd been advised while he's tied up, you know, just give him a poke in the heart. He's so tough, it'll take him a few minutes to die. And we can get him up and march him out while he's dying with a knife wound in his heart, but still Maximus kills him. And that story, by the way, is a composite of two true stories in Rome. So the whole story isn't one story. It's kind of like The Patriots with Mel Gibson. It's three famous stories. But that all happened. It's actually three stories together because you can't, like, do all three characters and build them up. But the Swamp Fox and his kid getting killed and all that's true, then it's all weaved together. And that's how amazing all of this is that they got us basically tied down and stabbed, and they got Trump tied down and stabbed, and they've been on top of us forever. They got all the money because they stole it in our name, and they still can't win because of one thing. We're awake now. We're not asleep anymore. They got us into a trance. And that's what this comes down to. Yeah, there's the scene right there. We got audio faded up. This is a crazy time. See, Trump's big sin is that he doesn't want to run you into the ground to mount your head on the wall metaphysically so he feels big. He doesn't need to do that. He wants to see you be great because he already thinks he's great, and he thinks you're great, and seeing you being dominated and run over makes him angry. Okay, I'm going to get to the gay frog thing, which is a funny meme. I'll explain it all next hour. I'm a little bit behind. We had a special guest joining us. My special guest is going to be on tomorrow now. There's a lot of stuff going on with time zones and other things, and I totally understand that. So special guest will be on us tomorrow. But the next hour, I also intend to open the phones up to take your calls. Now, let me do this, though, first, because I have it plugged in an hour and 52 minutes. I'm not plugged in that amount of time, but for like 10 seconds, and we won't be here if I don't plug, because when I plug, I start thinking like, when I plug, we bring in the money we need, and when I don't, we don't. And I'm like, please support us. Please help us. We need help, or Soros is going to win, because it's been neck and neck. And I always sit back and go, why won't you shut up and plug twice or three times an hour and then you get all the money you need to expand? So the biggest problem around here is me. It's just that I get so obsessed with the news that, and then I'm sitting here right now, I'm going to be just completely honest with you. It's like providence. It's not like providence. It is providence. I don't know how to describe years and years and years of research to bring you X1, to bring you X2, and now to bring you X3. Uh, it's like the things that go on in my life, your life, they're so crazy. Truth, strange, and fiction. I can't even get into how amazing this is. How the globalists are obsessed with you not having the good halogen iodine in your body, and how almost all the fields and all the plants are depleted of iodine, and the ocean has iodine, but it's bound to iron and salt and all this other crap, and so it doesn't get into your bloodstream. And how, because they persecuted us 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and shut down our clean seaweed version that wasn't as good but was the best out there. That's what I do, the best. I mean, if I'm not giving you the best, I feel like I'm going to hell. Seriously. And I'm not some whip me, spank me, I feel guilty guy. It's not like that. I feel totally good as long as I'm going with my total spirit and my guts to do the right thing. When I'm not, I'm in tortured agony. That literally is what. If I'm not saying, Mueller, you're a filthy, demonic criminal, that you will be defeated, even though it's dangerous, I can't sleep at night. I'm trying to explain that about these products. This isn't hype, ladies and gentlemen. We came up with the best seaweed base. Then they took our supply away because leftists discovered it. You've seen the harassment. I never used to bitch about it because, you know, it was an existential threat. I have to tell you now because, you know, sometimes they got my neck in the noose and you get me out of it real quick and I'm right back in the next week. I mean, this is real touch and go, like a football game, you know, it was a sudden death overtime. Except it's for your future of your children and the whole world. In every Google document, they say Jones is to be stopped because they've got algorithms that show we will defeat them. It's not hard. We're promoting Americana. We're promoting freedom, red-bloodedness. Men are men. Women are women. That's what we want. They can't compete with that. So, I prayed about this, and I didn't want to announce it till we got a huge shipment of it, because I wanted to get contracts, and it took time to get guaranteed contracts, so because anything successful we do, the enemy shuts down. So lawyers get involved, and 6 months becomes a year becomes a year and a half, but we got the Deep Earth Crystal Source from an even bigger oil company that goes even deeper. So it doesn't even really matter. Now it's not 9999999999999999. It's down 9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 saw a lot of iodine. These oil companies, it's like, you know, $10 million of iodine is nothing. But it's like, you want us to extract that at 12,000 feet and guarantee delivery and blah, blah, blah. It's seen as like an aggregate. It's seen as like a side issue. It's seen as like, you know, a distraction for them. And you got to jump through all these hoops. But now we have it, deep earth crystal source. But while we were talking to the chemists and scientists and everybody else, they said, but you know, like 1% of the public can't absorb pure atomic iodine. Even though most people need the pure atomic, some can't. And to make it more absorbable, you need to put the two different types of iodine, just a little bit in there and a little bit of vitamin C. And we checked around with other scientists. They said, absolutely, this, we cannot think of a better formula for pure absorption of three types of iodine. We bring you Survival Field X3 tri-iodine, literally Providence. This is, without a doubt, the ultimate iodine on the planet at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, people are like, iodine, schmiodine. Yeah, they're obsessed with giving you fluoride. That's the bad halogen. This is it, folks. It's the brain juice. This stuff is incredible. The dreams, the focus, everything. This is the pineal gland. This is rocket fuel at InfoWarsLife.com. X3, 50% off.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just